Hey, there we go. There we go. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. I want to talk about weapons and war. For all you law enforcement agents out there that are listening to me, I hope there's a few. I hope you listen to me on a regular basis. I really do. This is Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Because I'm going to get into your mind. And the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Word of God is going to get into your heart, and it's going to change who you are. The Word of God is living. It's living and it's active. It's living and it's active, man. It's alive. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It divides asunder the soul and the spirit, determining the intentions of the heart. The Word of God goes forth and it does not return void. It is impossible for the Word of God to return void. It's impossible. It cannot return void. If you can sense a certain excitement in me this morning, you're right. I'm excited. We're going to talk about weapons and we're going to talk about warfare. And I am so excited. I woke up this morning full of joy, the joy of victory, of impending victory. There is no doubt it is impossible for the Word of God to fail. What are our weapons? We're going to talk about weapons this morning. We're talking about warfare this morning. I led into it yesterday. I said, it's time for rebellion. It's time to rise up in rebellion. Time to rise up in a rebellion against the Antichrist. Everybody's looking around for some dude called the Antichrist, trying to respell his name. His spirit is here already. And the church has been cowed. The church has been cowed, man. The church has been cowed. We're afraid to say anything. We're afraid to speak up. We're afraid to pray. Because we're going to offend the Antichrist. God knows we can't offend the Antichrist. He might do something bad to us. Listen, man, it's time to break free. It's time to break the self-imposed chains. These are self-imposed. The bondage you're under as a church and a nation is self-imposed. The only way out of it is the Word of God. The only way out of it is Jesus Christ. You want to know who Rebel Leader One is? I had somebody ask me, I don't know, a long time ago, he said, who's Rebel Leader One? Rebel Leader One, first of all, Rebel Leader One is Jesus Christ. He's the leader of the rebellion against the Antichrist. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall rule forever. Jesus Christ is Lord. That's not a statement of personal faith. That's a statement of political fact. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord of every nation, every ethnic group. A nation is an ethnic group. Nation, natal, nacer, prenatal, postnatal. It's about birth. A nation is based on a bloodline. So you have the nation of Hebrews. They came from Eber. Nation of England, they come from the Angles. England, the Angles. Scots come from the Scots. It's a bloodline. Weapons. Let me get my glasses on. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but are divinely powerful. Divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. For we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's it. We'll get into some more. We'll get into some specific weapons. The job of the evangelist, the job of the church, the job of the preacher, the job of the pastor is to open up their mouth and speak. The word of the Lord is living and it is active. It will go forth and it will change people's lives. What the church has done is they've self-censored. The church is self-censored. And they've taken the precepts of man, the traditions of the elders, and they've elevated them over the Word of God, and they've made a virtue out of not offending the Antichrist. Well, we don't want to offend the Antichrist. Oh, God, in fact, they don't even call him the Antichrist anymore. Oh, God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. So you don't want to offend the sinner. And so you've made, the church has made these traditions, and it's self-censored. There's a way out of self-censorship. It's called opening up your mouth and speaking. Hey, I'm just as guilty as the next guy. I'm just as guilty as the next guy for keeping my mouth shut because, you know, I'll go back to Gideon. I'll go right back to Gideon. He's trying to stay below the radar, trying to be the gray man. He's beating out the wheat in a wine press so that the evil Antichrist forces wouldn't even notice him. I get it. That's me. I don't want to be on the radar of the Antichrist surface-to-air missiles. Baby, I'm trying to stay below the radar. I got it. You don't win wars that way. Sorry. It's not what Jesus Christ did. Sorry. It's not what Paul did. Not what Peter did. Not what Stephen did. Not what Moses did. Not what Isaiah did. Not what Jeremiah did. Not what Daniel did. Not what Shadrach, and Abednego did. Not what John the Baptist did. Not what John the Beloved did. Well, let's keep our mouths shut. Let's stay below the radar so maybe the Antichrist won't notice us. The evangelical church has created a theology of conflict avoidance. I'm telling you the truth. The evangelical church has created a theology of conflict avoidance. And they've elevated the principle of not being offensive and the loving in everybody, such that they deny the Word of God. They deny Jesus Christ. They deny the Word of God. What did Jesus say? If you're ashamed of me and my word, what's his word? Genesis through the Revelation. I'll be ashamed of you when I show up with all of God's holy angels. I'll say, hey, I don't even know this guy. What's our weapons? It's how do you overcome the devil? How do you overcome the evil one? The words of our testimony. And not loving our lives even unto death. People are terrified. Churches are terrified. Pastors are terrified. Pastors are afraid because they're going to lose their flock. They're going to lose their parishioners. Oh, there's that guy goes again. He's getting all political. They're afraid they're going to lose their 501c3 status. They're afraid they're going to get persecuted in the press. They're afraid they're going to have an article written on them, how they're racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic. They're terrified. So here's the good news on that. Here's the good news on that. If 95% of the churches are terrified, what happens if those 95% wake up and start being bold? Oh, boy. What happens if the 95% of the pastors, evangelical pastors, who've been terrified of speaking the truth, all of a sudden have a Holy Ghost revival in their heart and in their mind? Part of it has to be in the mind. And they say, you know what? I'm not holding back anymore. I'm going to open up and preach the word, even where it's provocative and controversial. The weapons of our warfare are strong enough to tear down strongholds. I don't care what government it is. I don't care what evil spirit it is. I don't care what evil group of people it is. But we got to go there. Second thing I want to talk about was specific weapons. You know, we pray. All right? Churches pray. Pastors pray. Oh, God, give our leaders wisdom. Oh, God, bless our nation. Oh, God, bless our troops. Oh, God of the universe. They don't even pray in Jesus' name if you go to these government and military prayers. That ain't right. Man, I tell you what, that ain't right. I get it. I understand the pressure. Here's what you need to think about praying. I got a paper coming out on this, so don't worry about that. It'll come. How about this? When's the last time you heard this prayed in your church? Psalm 58. All right. Instead of praying that God would bless your nation and give your guidance and wisdom to the leaders, which is a very safe prayer, it's completely inoffensive. Oh God, give them your light and understanding. Nobody's going to be offended by that. Oh God and Father of us all. How about praying this? This prayer was directly inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. It's not just my good ideas. Psalm 58, 6 through 11. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be cut in pieces. When the evil man bends his bow, let his arrows be cut in pieces. Let them, the evil, be like a snail which melts away as it goes. Like a stillborn child that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. When's the last time you prayed that over Joe Biden? Hello? When's the last time you prayed that over these pro-death senators by name? Chuck Schumer, Feinstein, Pelosi. Hey, Rhino Republicans too. All the Republicans, for, as far as that goes, as far as I'm concerned, they're all corrupt. The righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is the God who judges the earth. There's your weapon, buddy. There's your weapon, Leo. Pray that. Pray that specifically over named leaders, mayors, Lightfoot, whatever her name is, Newsom, governor, Polis, governor of Colorado. Let me tell you something. Anybody, any officer of the government, I don't care if they're a law enforcement officer, governor, senator, president of the United States, Supreme Court nominee, pray this over them if they're evil. Oh, I don't want to offend them. Listen, let me tell you something. These people are advancing live human sacrifice to Satan through abortion. Abortion is a religious right. Okay, let me just. Recently, the Church of Satan came out and said, on First Amendment grounds, the United States government cannot ban abortion because it is a religious right. It is a religious right. And they're telling the truth. The Church of Satan comes out in 2022 and says, you may not ban abortion. It is a sacrament of our church. It is a right. R-I-T-E and R-I-G-H-T. It's a core part of our religion to sacrifice the most innocent, to sacrifice live human babies to Satan. They're telling the truth. That is a right and a right. It's a R-I-T-E and a R-I-G-H-T. Listen, Psalm 58 is what you need to pray over them. Any government official, law enforcement, judge, bureaucrat that is supporting abortion, it's a religious right to Satan. And the church up to now has been terrified of offending the Antichrist. What are you guys waiting for? If you can't, that's abortion. And since the church hasn't done anything about that, and I put this on the church, I don't put it on the Antichrist. I don't put this on the Antichrist. Put it on the church. The church is the one that wields the weapons of warfare that are strong and mighty to pull down strongholds. We just haven't used them because we're afraid. We've been cowed. How about the institutional propagation of the sexual abuse of children in government schools? LGBTQ in government schools is the institutionalized destruction of innocent children. It's destroying their souls, their minds, their bodies forever. You never get it back. I know, God can heal everything. But let me tell you something. You and I have lived long enough to know when you see a life destroyed, it's a life destroyed. I mean, you can look into the natural. Guy goes to war in the Middle East, he come back without a leg. Hey, dude, he came back without a leg. And you sew on all the plastic and steel you want. He doesn't have a leg. Missing a leg. Or two. Or his eyes. Or you take a kid like that. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want to do? Protect child molesters? Law enforcement officer? Are you protecting literally child molesters? That's what LGBTQ in government schools is. It's propagating the molestation of children. Everybody gets all excited about the Catholic Church. And hey, as far as I'm concerned, string them up. You get a priest out there raping little boys. I want to cuss. String them up. It's the same thing with teaching LGBT in schools and having these drag queens come out there and teach your kids. Parents, you ought to be more than ashamed. And someday you will be. Someday you're going to be very ashamed. Someday you'll be ashamed. My advice is to repent now. Change now. So there's the weapon right there. This isn't Fritz Berger's prayer. This is a prayer inspired by the Holy Spirit. Psalms 58, 6 through 11. But the pastors, I'll go after the pastors. Why not? They're cowed. They've been cowed. They've been cowed into submission to the Antichrist. Oh. Pastors, you've been cowed into submission to the Antichrist. You worship the Antichrist. You're more afraid of the Antichrist than Jesus Christ. You obey the Antichrist and deny the Christ. Well, we don't want to offend him. I'm trying to build a church, trying to save some souls. Disciples gave the same advice to Jesus Christ. Jesus, man, you're offending him. You're trying to reach. Don't you want to reach him, Jesus? You're offending him. You're offending the Pharisees. Jesus called them unclean. He said, they're unclean. You know how he called them that? He said, they're blind. You cannot bring a blind animal to sacrifice to God. God rejects it. He says, that's unclean. And we called them blind guides leading the blind. It wasn't just blind spiritually. They were unclean. So they're going to fall into a pit, and everybody that falls in them, they're going to fall into it. What's the pit? What do you think the pit is? Oh, we don't want to offend them. So, the pastors, and look, I'm preaching to myself, guys. I'm preaching to myself. We're more afraid of the Antichrist than Jesus Christ because they don't want to offend the Antichrist, but they'll offend the Word of God. How do we overcome? The word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and not loving our lives even unto death. How are we going to overcome? How are we going to overcome these strongholds? We're going to open up our mouth. We're going to pray Holy Ghost-inspired prayers. We're going to open up our mouth. We're not going to love our lives even unto death. That's what it's going to take. How do you think the church conquered all of Europe? They went and they preached. Paul led the charge. Also, the destiny of God. I've talked about that. Christendom. Why do you think all the scriptures written since Jesus Christ rose from the dead were written in a European language, in Greek? Hebrew was replaced by Greek as far as the scriptures go, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Old Testament, the Old Covenant, was utterly replaced by the New Testament. Replaced. There's no more sacrifice of bulls and goats. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the New Testament. That's the New Covenant. It's Jesus Christ. It's not these vain sacrifices. You got Christians out there hoping that some third temple gets built. There ain't no third temple. The temple is the church. All right, let's go for another weapon. I got another weapon here. You like that caliber? Let me give you another one. Psalm 59. But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You scoff at all the nations. Because of his strength, I will watch for you. For God is my refuge. My God, in his faithfulness, will meet me. God will let me look triumphantly upon my enemies. Do not kill them, or my people will forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down. Lord, our shield. On account of the sin of their mouths and the words of their lips, may they even be caught in their pride. And on account of the curses and lies which they tell, destroy them in wrath. Destroy them so that they will no longer exist. So that people may know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. All right. We're going to give you some more weapons. Some more choice calibers if you want. John the Baptist called out Herod by name. John the Baptist called out Herod by name. He said, Herod, you can't do this. Can't be sleeping with your brother's wife. Called him out by name. Herod chopped his head off. Come on, Pastor. Step up. John the Baptist. All right, go back and look. Moses, what does Moses do? He gets right up in the face of Pharaoh, right up in the face of Pharaoh, calls him out by name, says it in his presence, says it to his face, let my people go. And if you don't, you're going to have trouble, big trouble. Jeremiah. Spoke not only to the king, but to the other quote-unquote religious leaders, the false prophets. Call them out by name. Curse them individually by name. Hey, buddy, all your friends are going to die. Your wife's going to be a whore in the city. Oh, that's not very Christian. Hey, what do you want? I'm telling you, the evangelical church has turned Christianity into just that. It's a little religion. Same thing that the Jews did to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Same thing that the Jews did to the faith of Moses. We're going to turn this into a little religion so we can control it and it works for us. We can make a little money. We can control the people. We're not going to offend anybody. And this is our thing. Got news for you. Jesus Christ is Lord. You're not. You're afraid of him? Good. If you're offended by him, bad. If you're ashamed of his word, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. All right, here's another little weapon. Psalm 83. My God, make them like the whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, like fire that burns in the forest, and like a flame that sets the mountains on fire. Let me tell you something, guys. You pastors out there, get in front of your Congress and pray this prayer over your school board. Name them by names if they're advancing CRT and LGBTQ. If you can't stand up against the sexual molestation of children, you're worthless. Sorry, you're worthless. Good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the feet of men. You're worthless. If you can't stand up against the destruction of children. And the church, by and large, the evangelical churches decided to be silent. What happens with the 95% of them wake up and decide to pray these prayers over their local school board? Only one way to find out. So pursue them with your heavy gale and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with dishonor so that they will seek your name, O Lord. May they be ashamed and dismayed forever, and may they be humiliated and perish. So they will know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Well, what is that name? It's Jesus Christ. You pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. So that they will know that you alone, whose name is the Lord Jesus Christ, are the Most High over all the earth. The church has put itself in a position like Gideon. I'll just say like Gideon. Good-hearted, don't know what to do, trying to keep below the radar because it's tough out there. They got a false theology that somehow God doesn't want them to suffer. They pick out a little scripture to sell, you know, Revelation 3:10, I will save you from the hour of suffering. Well, he never saved Stephen from the hour of suffering, didn't save John the Baptist from the hour of suffering, didn't save Jesus Christ from the hour of suffering. Didn't save Jeremiah from the hour of suffering. Didn't save the 12 apostles. John, I was on the Isle of Patmos. Why was he on the Isle of Patmos? He got crossways with the government. So where they sent him? They sent him to Patmos to sit there and rot for a few months. Hot, dry. Amazing he made it back. How many times was Paul lashed by the Jews with a whip? Oh, but God's going to save you from the hour of suffering. Is that right? God's going to save you from the hour of suffering because you're special? How do you overcome the world? Word of your testimony, blood of the Lamb, and you don't love your life, even unto death. Go reread Hebrews chapter 11. Listen, abandon that stuff. Abandon this idea that somehow God's going to save you from the hour of suffering. Man, I'm telling you. Everybody wants to be a Navy SEAL, but nobody wants to go through, you know, boot camp. Everybody wants to be James Bond, but nobody wants to jump out of a helicopter without a parachute. That's the church today. Oh, look at us. We're brave. We're strong. And you're cowering. You're afraid of the Antichrist. All right, let's keep going. Let's get another weapon out here. Psalm 140. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into the miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. And, you know, if I hear one more church go up there and apologize for, you know, our original sin of racism, I'm gonna puke. The church is guilty of worshiping the Antichrist, and you're going to repent for this? The church is guilty of worshiping the Antichrist, who's in the world today, whose people are in the world today, whose spirit is in the world today, and you're more afraid of offending the Antichrist than Jesus Christ. You want to repent for something? Repent of that. How do you repent? Let your words follow. Let your words follow. This war will be won. We will. We will establish Christian nations on this earth. We will. By the word of our testimony, not loving our lives even unto death. There's a lot of talk. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, civil war, and I've talked about civil conflict, civil war. It's a fact of human life. It's a fact of history. It's just the way things are. Big war, civil war, whatever you want to, war is war. And I know a person, he says, well, the greatest army in the world is the American hunter because we have 14 million guns, or whatever it is. And my advice is, hey, you want to know what, you think the Viet Cong were highly trained special ops dudes? They ran around in the jungle barefoot with an AK, and they defeated the American military. What do you think these leftists can do? Go back and there's a good documentary, YouTube documentary on the Spanish Civil War, 1930s. And there's one point in there, these horse-drawn wagons come out, and it's cases and cases full of rifles. We're not going to win this until we get first things first. All right? Let's look at that. What, first of all, why did we lose this thing? Because the churches and the pastors and the Christians, don't hide behind your pastor. Do not hide behind your pastor and say, well, he's supposed to lead the charge. Well, Gideon wasn't a pastor either. He says, I'm the least one in the least family in the least house of Israel. Angel of the Lord said, oh, you mighty warrior. Don't hide. Stop hiding. Don't make excuses. Open up your mouth. You want somebody else to go fight your wars for you? Are we looking for some way that somehow we win? And then, okay, now that we won, now I can come out from the closet and, do the same thing, teach the same thing that led us down this road in the first place. Oh, I hope somebody else wins the war for me. I hope Donald Trump or DeSantis or... the great patriots rising up and winning the election in 2022. If the church doesn't change, we're all going to hell. Country's going to hell. Country will be destroyed. I don't care what the antichrists are doing. I got an answer for that. I just gave you three different calibers to address the antichrist right there. But if you're not willing to pick up your weapon and use it, don't rely on other people. The weapons of our warfare are powerful. They can bring down the strongholds. They can lead the guilty and the disobedient and bind them. But the church is afraid. Church is afraid to go into battle. Church is afraid to open up their mouth and speak. Pastors too. Oh, it'll be messy. Oh, we can't do that. It'll be messy. It'll be controversial. Look where we are in 2022. This is what you're going to get if we keep doing what we're doing. This is what we're going to get if we keep doing what we're doing. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all of Christendom, all of Europe. You got to give up these traditions of men that have bound you into chains. And I've said it once, I'll say it 100 times, I'll say it again 1,000 times. Once you run that gauntlet, you've got nothing left to say about except about your kittens. Your pet parakeet, your little puppies. That's why Facebook is full of those things. Don't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic. Boom. Once you're done there, you got nothing to say, church, pastor. Well, I don't want to be controversial. Well, you're following the wrong God. You're following the wrong God. If you want to reinvent Christianity as your little safe religion, going the way of the Jews. That's what they did. That's what the Talmud is all about. Let's take this away from the God of our fathers, the God of our ancestors. We'll reinvent it to suit our purposes. It's exactly what the Jews did, according to Jesus Christ. All right. Let's try caliber, I don't know, Judges 7:22. Caliber Judges 7:22. Go read it. I'll let you read that. Gideon goes up. So here's Gideon, Mr. Gray Man. This is great. This is a great little thing to pay attention to. So he goes up on a hill. He lights a torch. He's not doing set anything on fire. He's not doing arson. He's just turning the light on, and he's blowing the trumpet. And the enemies of Israel turned around and slaughtered themselves. Can't you pray that over them? I do. Well, that's controversial. That's not very Christian. That's offensive. Well, there you go. There you go. That's what I'm saying. You exalt your man-made traditions above the Word of God. Go pray Judges 7:22. Oh, God, May the enemy destroy themselves. How's the enemy destroy themselves? Well, first of all, Gideon was called. Are you called? Are you Christian? Then you're called. You ever heard of the Great Commission? You're called. It's for everybody. Turn on the light, open up your mouth. Turn on the light, open up your mouth. Turn on your light and open up your mouth and pray Judges 7:22 that the enemy would destroy each other. Your little tool in the closet, I mean, God bless you. But you want to know what the weapon that is powerful for pulling down strongholds, including entire governments? It's there if we're willing to pick it up and use it. That's what Gideon did. Goes up to the mountaintop, lights up the torch, and blows those trumpets, and everybody freaked out. What do you think the enemy's doing right now? Why do you think they're going after white Christians? They know what's coming. They know what's coming. They can sense it. They can feel it, and they're in a panic. They're in an utter panic. And they're scared. They're terrified. That's why they're trying to do everything they can. Lie, steal, cheat, kill. This is your opportunity, Pastor, evangelical Christian. Go be Gideon. Turn on the light. Open up your mouth. Well, I don't know how. I don't know what to say. You know, there's the old story. I don't know where to go in life. Well, get going and you'll figure it out. Boats adrift out in the ocean. Well, I don't know which direction to go in. Well, why don't you start going somewhere? And later on, you can adjust course. Turn the rudder. How about you see if you can get going first before you try to fine-tune exactly what you're supposed to say? I've been through this, gone through this. Man, I'm telling you, I've gone through this. Made some missteps. But I'll be darned. And I will be if I go to the grave in silence. I'm not going to the grave in silence. Well, I didn't know what to say. Hey, I've been there, done that, wrestled with that. Open up your mouth. Can't you trust the Holy Spirit to guide you? Can't you trust the Holy Scriptures to guide you? I'm just praying what's in the Holy Scripture. And you want to come up with a better prayer than the Holy Scripture? I don't think so. All right. Here's another caliber. Here's a bazooka. Here's a mortar. Psalm 129, 5 and 6. May all who hate Zion, by the way, Zion is the church of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12, 22 and 23. Zion is the church of Jesus Christ. It's the baptized and confessing members of the church of Jesus Christ. A lot of baptized people out there that will not confess the name of Jesus Christ, other than, oh yeah, he's my Lord, he's my personal. Listen, I don't know what that is. What does that mean? Jesus Christ is literally the creator and he's the ruler of every nation. Anybody denying that Jesus Christ is the Lord and the Messiah is Antichrist. All right. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turn backward. Let them be like grass on the housetops which wither before it grows up. Why not pray this prayer the same way David did, inspired by the Holy Spirit? Because you're afraid? How about this one? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You think heaven goes on like this in the United States today, where we got literally the satanic right of human sacrifice protected by the U.S. Supreme Court? Could change this week. I don't know. You need to be praying for that right now. And number two, now if that wasn't enough, now the Antichrist, the Antichrist puts it in our face. Now I'm going to take your children. I'm going to grind them up in the maw of sexual destruction with the LGBTQ process. And the church won't do a darn thing. You got the weapons. You got the weapons. Pull them out. Use them. Pray the Psalms. Pray the imprecatory Psalms corporately in your church, in your family, with your wife, with your kids. Oh, I'm afraid the devil might get mad. In the list of those going to hell, in the Revelation, you know who was first on the list? The cowards. I'm just saying. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You don't want to know the destiny of the world is that all the nations worship Jesus Christ. But give up this whole idea that you're going to be saved from the hour of trial. Embrace the trial. You got this little scripture, one little scripture, you're taking it out of context. Jesus said, hey, you want to follow me? Embrace the trial. Pick up your cross. Oh, no, God, that's not my destiny. God would not want me to go through trials. You want to follow me? Pick up your cross. Hey, if they call me Beelzebub, what do you think they're going to call you? Oh, no, I don't want to be called racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. Oh, no, no, that's, you know, no, uh-uh. I don't. If they called him insane and full of demons, what do you think? Why do you think you're better? Why do you think you're better than the master? Or are you afraid? Here's the good news. Gideon, I'm going to call you Gideon. Gideon woke up. You want the call of God? I'm giving you the call of God. You're hearing my voice. You got the call of God. Oh, you mighty warrior, I just gave you your weapons. Start praying. And publicly open up your mouth and speak. Don't wait for the great white knight on a white horse coming down to save you from wherever these politicians live. You yourself. Well, the devil might not like it. Listen, we're going to win this thing. And you're going to open up your mouth and you're going to speak. That's how we're going to win. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com, out.